Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
We have extended our relationship with the Giants, which is fantastic. I mean, how many years have you, and I mean you, the listener, been out there driving around in all the different boroughs and all the different areas, listening to the Giants, the games, the pregame, the postgame, and the added element here, which is a very good thing for our station, a great thing for Tiki. Tiki's going to be doing the pre and the postgame show as well. So Schmelk will stay with that. Tiki will join him. It's going to be the usual Papa. And obviously, Carl Banks and Howard Cross trio during the games here. So, you know, it's become synonymous, the Giants and the fan, for a long, long time. And the relationship continues, which is great.
And then to kick off the season, WFAN will host a day of programming from Giants training camp at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center tomorrow. Boomer and Gio will be there. Evan and Tiki will be there. Each show will include interviews with players, coaches, and front office members. And, of course, like you said, the big thing there, Tiki Barber going to be doing the pre- and post-game. So good to have Tiki a part of the Giants broadcast. And, of course, great to have the relationship continue with the New York Giants and the fans.
Well, I mean, think about how much sense it makes from a Giants perspective. I mean, you know that, you know, Tiki's been doing games for a while. And obviously, Tiki loves this stuff. It's his first love, the football. So Tiki's a top 100 Giants player. You know, he's a WFAN staple. He's a New York media staple. I mean, why wouldn't he be involved? So it's I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that obviously we keep the Giants here. It's a great thing.
Also,
let's get some wins now.
Yeah, well,
let's
exactly
go.
Right. Hopefully it's a good season here. Big Blue Kickoff Live also will be every Saturday morning here on The Fan, and you can get on the Odyssey app, hosted by Schmelk, as you mentioned. John Schmelk, him and I go way back. Schmelk and I started like as interns and in board op. We worked together for a long time. Good to see him being with the Giants for so long and now getting an opportunity on the air for a while. But he's going to be working with Moose. Our pal Moose is going to be with him for the Big Blue Kickoff Live this year as well.
It's good. And it's really, really good. So those guys will be out there tomorrow. Tiki was now part of the team, and away we go. And listen, it's almost August 1. Things are starting to get a little more serious. We'll We'll obviously do football later, Jets as well. I've been hearing some things from both camps I wanted to get into and a couple things I want to throw by you, but that is a massive announcement, and it's great news. The Giants and really, it fits like a glove, WFN. Great stuff.
Looking forward to the football season. Of course, like you said, hopefully we get some wins here with both these teams. All right, speaking of that, we did get a win last night with the Yankees. Great win, much needed win. Bellinger, terrific. Offense does enough. Freed, true ace stuff after giving up the runs early. Bears down, gets the job done. But for me, BT, the number one thing that comes from last night was not the result. Yes, they needed the win. That's great. They have to send Anthony Volpe down. This cannot continue. It can't continue. And Boone continues to say, well, we got to fix it. You actually have to do something to fix it. It has gotten worse. It is clearly not a physical thing with Volpe. I'm not trying to bury the kid.
I know you're not. I mean, he's a mess. He's a mess.
You're trying to win a World Series here. Yeah. You can't be messing around with Volpe, who is clearly in his own head. Send him down. It doesn't mean that he can't hack it. It doesn't mean that he's not good enough. They actually now have a viable option with the addition of Rosario, so it's not like, well, what are we going to do? We have no other options. Volpe needs to be fixed. He needs a timeout. Not a day or two off. He's had that. Time for the New York Yankees to make a big boy decision and send Anthony Volpe down.
I saw your tweet last night. I didn't respond to it. Didn't hit you up on text. I'm like, all right, I know how we're going to open the show because we disagree. But we don't disagree that Volpe's a mess right now. I mean, and I do think that Aaron Glenn was...
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Glenn's been transparent. We love that. Booney has been transparent last night, at least a little bit with the Volpe
stuff.
You see
it start to come out a little bit now.
I mean, and he's getting a little short. Right. He's getting a little terse. He's getting a little
good.
Understood. He's like, we got to fix it. And I think it was Randy Miller, NJ.com. I don't think they have a great relationship. Okay. That's why I bring up the name. And he was asked about, you know, I think it was Randy who asked Volpe, geez, this damn phone again. Every freaking time we start the show, these idiots show up to cut the lawn. And they show up during a break. Anyway, so Boone was asked about this by Miller, and he's like, I'm not getting into that now. Like, you could tell he was visibly annoyed, but he didn't say no. The only reason that I push back to you is because he's starting to hit.
All right, but let me ask you,
he's starting to hit a little bit, starting to run the bases a little bit. Do you want to run the risk of snuffing that out?
You know what I actually think is sad? I think it's pathetic, because you saw last night on social media, it's like, hey, he got a base hit and drove in a run. Hey, he hit a home run. Like, what is this, the minor freaking leagues here? Is this Little League? This is the big leagues. It's the New York Yankees. Like, we're nursing a guy along. And I'm trying to be sensitive to the person and individual, but I'm also realistic here with the team and where we're at as far as a fan base here, trying to get this team back on the winning track, trying to go win a division, which is all right there in front of them, right, Booney? It is. They could all go out there, make some additions here, go win the division, take it from the Blue Jays, who've been getting clobbered by the freaking Orioles of all teams.
Twice.
So why are we nursing along and, like, gently, oh, he got a home run. Maybe. Yeah, okay, big deal. He hit a home run. That's nice. Like, he's hitting .214. He's been butchering balls in the field where the guy was a gold glover, and now it's a mental thing. He can't even make a throw. It's not even the bad throw. It's the indecision. You're watching him. You're like, he's thinking. You've got to play. So to counter, and I understand saying, like, all right, well, he's just starting to get going offensively.
Yeah.
We all agree. Well, whether we could disagree about sending him down is the right thing or not, we all agree that he needs to be fixed. Boone said it himself. We all agree it's got to stop. How, then, can you fix it? So my answer would be, I need to send him down to the minors because I believe that's the only way to fix it. If you're not doing that, how do you expect it to get better defensively?
I'm going
to
sit him. I'm going to sit him. I said this a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks, whatever it was, because I had vacation. Like, to me, like, there's three types of defenders. There's a plus defender, there's an average defender, and there's a bad defender. Now, when he's at his best, he's plus. He's not Ozzy. Doesn't have the best arm, but he's a plus instinctual, fairly explosive shortstop. The problem is, you know, he This is where it gets tricky for the Yankees. Like, usually a good fielder who goes into a slump, but it does happen. We associate slumps with hitting and pitching, you know, closers throwing leads or blowing leads. We don't really look at fielders going into slumps. They do. And he's in the midst of one, and it's been a long run right here. But usually that happens because good fielders who start to slump are taking bad at-bats into the field. And that's where it's even a little bit more alarming, which I'll grant you and everybody else. I mean, I'm not saying Volpe's playing well defensively. He's not at all. But to me, he's actually starting to hit a little bit. So now, to me, it's not okay. He's a mess in the batter's box, which he was for a big chunk of the season. Don't get me wrong. And that's the main reason why he's starting to butcher balls at shortstop, or has been for a while. It's because he's mentally fried. So I would just sit him. Like, I would do a checkpoint. And by the way, if I sit him and then it continues, then I might investigate sending him down. But I've got to do one more thing, which they've yet to do. The Yankees have played 107 games this year, and Anthony Volpe has played at 104. And my question is, why? That's not necessary. Sit him down for a game, you know, put Peraza there, put Rosario there, even though the Rays don't have lefties going next couple days, and he's great against lefties. Sit him before you send him down.
Or, by the way, get a shortstop. See, they did try to sit him, maybe not for a prolonged period. And by the way, how's that going to help his offense, sitting him? Like, I'm sure that's going to do. Might as well just send him down. They tried this. Remember the day after?
Yes, he had three hits.
Yeah, and it's scheduled day off.
No,
and
no.
Let's just sit him. Well, that restart, that sitting him and trying to restart things or reset didn't work. It's progressively gotten worse. Dude, it's not like I'm okay with making errors. It happens. Lindor was in a little bit of a slump this year.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great defensively, but it's different from what you're seeing with Volpe. A guy who on a routine grounder that fields the ball, pumping the ball. Like, dude, throw it. So you're clearly thinking, it is clearly a mental thing with Volpe. The flip to Jazz, like, what the hell was that about? So it's one thing if he's, you know, misplaying a ball with his glove, which is bad enough, which we've seen throughout the course of the year. But the throws to me are the flares, the clear red flags and warning signs. He mentally right now is a mess. I was saying, Cole brought this up months ago, weeks ago, whatever. He sent him down. I'm like, I don't know, man. They're in too deep. It's year three. I worry about the kid's psyche. Right now, to me, it can't get any worse. I think the only answer is to send him down. It doesn't mean Volpe's a bust. It doesn't mean the end of the world. We're trying to fix this. This cannot continue. You can talk about they need a leadoff hitter, they need a left fielder, they need a right-handed bat, whatever, they need bullpen arms.
Yeah.
Dude, they don't have a shortstop right now that could field a ground ball.
Think about this, though. So to me, you send the guy down for really two reasons. Number one, he's overwhelmed by big league play, right?
Okay.
And there's enough evidence in Anthony's 2 3/4 year career where he's not overwhelmed. The kid hit a grand slam in the World Series against the Dodgers, so I would not use the word overwhelmed, okay? So that's not, for me, a reason to send him down. The other reason I might send some, forget about Volpe, anybody, that I would think about sending somebody down is if they're not buying into what's required to the work that you have to put in to be a big leaguer. And, you know, everybody around the Yankees, and I certainly believe this, I don't think it's just them saying this. I mean, Anthony Volpe works his ass off. So to me, you can send him in the minor, Sal, and you could keep him there for a month, and he could do every sort of drill, relays and flips and backhands and forehands and, you know, short hops and approaching the ball off 1 foot and throwing across the diamond. That's not the problem. He's putting the work in. So I don't think that would fit. I don't think it's mechanical. I don't think it's like a lazy lapse of fundamentals that they need to readdress in the minors. I just think you got to sit the kid for a day and let him clean his head out.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. It's not going to go away.
We don't know that until you try it.
But they did let him sit, meaning the media storm, the fans, but they're booing him.
Understood, and he's earned those boos.
Okay, that's my point. Now, the only way to truly get away from it is to get him out of here. Send him down. Let him truly go clear his head. Because even if he sits a day or two, the next day he rolls out there, he's going to feel the spotlight, the pressure of the fans. I better not boo one of those. That's what's been happening all year long. Instead, you get a true reset. You send him down. By the way, Alvarez was putting in the work. Alvarez wasn't overwhelmed. The Mets sent him down and said, look, this just isn't working here. We need to send him down and get it right. Now, they did it immediately as opposed to year three. They did it once they felt like this is just not working, instead of him, you know, trying to wait and see if he gets out of it. And look what happened. It worked. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen with every single player the right way, or that that's the right time, right move to make every single time. But right now with Volpe, to me, there is no other way to fix this major problem. Send him down. Get him away from it. Boone always talks about the noise. The noise has gotten to a point now where It's just not going to stop. It's not going to stop at all until he goes out there for weeks, if not months, and puts the balls where they're supposed to be as far as making a play in the field.
Hit him in the chest. It's loud. It's ugly. It's unavoidable. But he's not. I almost got to give the kid a little bit of credit. He's not drowning offensively. Like that was the third. Last night's home run. I know it's one home run. Last night's home run, I mean, went 452 feet.
But
he also stole third, popped up, jogged home. I'm not saying that he's playing well. What I'm saying is, like, you talk about the spotlight and being overwhelmed where you have to just remove somebody so that they aren't ruined permanently. The other aspects, small samples, I'm giving you that, but the other aspects of his game are not hemorrhaging right now. So I don't think that he's being... You know, that the spotlight and the boos are crushing him the way you're making it seem. Because certain aspects of his game are pretty good right now.
I think mentally he's toast right now.
But if he's mentally toast, he's not hitting a home run last night.
You know, fielding-wise, at the very least.
Well, I agree with that. Sit him.
Also, okay, he hit a home
run. Sit him.
Like, congrats, he hit a home run. What's he hitting on the year? Like, so we're just going to go based off of one home run last night?
Okay. He has not had a good season. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that he has.
So how are we going to fix it?
Sit him. Start with that.
But they've already done that and it didn't work.
But they didn't do it the right way. Number one, I don't think the defensive issues back then were as pronounced. Why? I really think that was more like, all right, we got to give Volpe a day off.
Let me ask you, why so hesitant to send him down versus, if you're sitting him, you're taking him out of the lineup anyway.
Yeah, for a day or two.
Okay, but why so hesitant to send him down? Like, who's to say it could be a week, could be 2 weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm, like, you know, sending down is not a lifelong sentence. Send him down, try to get him right, whatever it may take, a week and a half, 10 days, 3 weeks, I don't know, but why so hesitant? Like, what's the harm?
Listen, what you're saying, I don't think is unfair or out of bounds or insane. I don't, right. or even necessarily detrimental to his growth. I understand
trying
why.
To help him.
I understand why a lot of people right now see a player who should not be in the middle of the diamond for the New York Yankees trying to catch the Blue Jays, who they're now three back. I understand that. And by the way, if Devin Williams doesn't take him off the hook and he serves up a three-run bomb and the Yankees lose that game, today may have been the ugliest in Yankeesville since you and I have joined forces. I mean, it would have been wow. So I get all that. I truly do. Number one, there's not a better option. And, all right, that shouldn't be the answer. But I also don't think that there's anything that can happen in the minors that will fix him. And I say that because I really don't think it's mechanical, Sal. I think there's a mental element. So you give him a mental respite, and you could do that by him sitting on the bench or him even DHing, because he does have speed and some other value there. I just don't know, making throws across the diamond in front of 5,300 people in the minors, how that's going to get his head right. I don't know how that's going to fix him. Everybody thinks that it will, and I'm not saying that it won't, but there's no assurance that it will. So before you cross that bridge, which is a big bridge to cross, even though others have done it, sit him. Sit him for a day.
But they tried that.
But they tried it at the wrong time. Okay. Like, that was more like, all right, let's get him off his feet. Yeah. He's played a lot of games. It wasn't let's sit him because he's broken at shortstop.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Vinny's calling from Long Island, starting us off. What's up, Vin?
What's going on, boys? How's everything today?
Good.
What's up, Vin?
So listen, a couple of things. In regards to Volpe, I have to agree with Sal. Absolutely send him down. I love Volpe. I want him here. I want him in the playoffs. But if we think the pressure of the media and the fan base is going to be on him now, do we want him making these big errors in a playoff game where the pressure and the lights and the fans are going to be that much more crazy? Absolutely not. Send him down now. You got the defensive team there to kind of cover it up for about a month or so. Let him get his head right. He's actually strong mentally. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be even playing offense that well.
Yeah.
He's not worried about his offense. He's in his own head about his defense. Get that right. Send him down so it doesn't affect the playoff
but
when
Vinny,
we get there.
Vinny, and again, I hear you, and I see why you would side with Sal on this. I do. I think a lot of people do. But what I'm saying is I am not convinced at all. And if I was, maybe I'd be more amenable to sending him down. Me, you know, playing Somerset, wherever you send them, AAA, like, there's 7,000 people in the stands. A ground ball to Volpe, you know, with I don't know, with in a little tiny minor league stadium, I don't think that that's going to recalibrate his mind the way it needs to be recalibrated. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, how though is a day off going to do that?
I'm not sure that it will. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's something I want to try before I send the kid down to AAA.
Dude, we're getting down to it. It's almost August here. You're a day away from the trade deadline. Yankees got to figure this thing out, try to win a division. Assuming they're not going to be sellers, and we could have that conversation coming up, and I don't think that they are going to be sellers, that means they should be buyers and go for it. If you're going for trying to get in the postseason, win a division, go win a World Series, you cannot survive with Anthony Volpe playing the way that he's playing right now. So it's not about Volpe personally. It's not about Volpe individually. It's about what is going to make him better for the betterment of the team.
Yep.
And can the team right now thrive with him being playing the way that he has at shortstop? They can't. It's continually getting worse. I was with you weeks ago saying, I don't know if I would do that because I worry about his psyche. I don't know if sending him down would be the right thing for his confidence. Maybe at this point they're in too deep. Let him try to figure it out.
Nope.
It's only getting worse. It has gotten worse, and it continues to get worse every night.
See, the one thing, and maybe this is a baby step in the right direction, like to fix a problem, you've got to admit that there is one. And like last night to me was the first time we really got from Boone like, right, hey, he's wearing it over there.
Okay.
Because last week he told us it was 3 or 4 plays. It was the complete opposite.
Right, so at least now we're acknowledging.
Yeah, talk about it. Like, yeah, big boys, address it.
Thank you. We're starting to acknowledge that there is, in fact, a problem. So now it's, okay, well, how are we going to fix this? And if I think, and maybe just you and I think two different things, like I think the biggest issue is mentally, clearly with him.
So do I.
Is that he's wearing it, the spotlight, all this stuff, like the worst that it's gotten. He's really feeling the pressure, and I can almost feel the anxiety in him.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of those spots where, oh, please don't hit me the ball. Boom, the ball's going to get hit to you, especially when you're the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even hide that in a corner outfield spot or first base. Like, the ball's going to find
always
you.
Always does.
But you're the shortstop. This can't be happening. And when you see somebody double pump like that or double clutch, whatever, and then make that bad throw in a big spot, that is a clear, to me, warning sign of he needs a break to get the hell out of the spotlight, at least for a few days.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.